my name is Randy, and I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I would like to welcome everybody's body and ears to this episode of Infotainment. And I would like to welcome CJ back to the program.
Body and ears only? Really? Hello, everybody. Welcome from high atop the big old tower in this town.
Town in southwest Minnesota. First up on the podcast, I think we got Tinder thing that divorced dads can sing before they give their profiles on Tinder, and you can put a little musical number in the divorced dad's profile on Tinder. And here we have a seasoned citizen singing. He's ready to mingle.
You're ready to mingle. I'm ready to roll. Up and down your body, baby, then all the way home. You're ready to mingle. I'm ready to roll.
You failed.
Fail.
You'll find I'll never stray, baby. I'm dying to mingle and stay. I'm single and it's about time I hook up with a pretty woman in need of, ooh, good love.
Ooh.
Classic move. Oh, yeah.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Well, next up, I'd like to say hello to Daniel, whom I know, who offered a very generous donation to my PayPal account. I did not accept it because I know that you're planning your wedding to Corey, so I thought I would not accept it and leave it for your wedding plans. And with the picture you sent, that's a very nice wedding dress for you. But I would shave the beard first. I hope you have a good honeymoon in San Francisco. You might visit Castro District or the Tenderloin. I know there's another podcast called Sick and Wrong.
Said Tenderloin.
Yeah. One of the hosts there is D. Simon, and he has a brother, Jeffrey, who works as a bartender at one of the bars down there. And you'd probably get a good time. I hope you have a glory holious honeymoon. And
a what?
A glorious honeymoon.
Oh, okay. I have to look that up in the dictionary.
I know you'll make the happy couple in the Castro District and the Tenderloin. I don't have to step over some crackheads or some human feces in the parks or the sidewalks. But have a great time, and I know the wedding will go off with the hitch, and thank you for that generous donation, but I declined to accept it. You use it for your wedding to Corey, and all my blessings to you. Just an FYI, Daniel, I know that D. Simon's brother, who is gay also, he recommends the Manhole Bar and Grill in the Castro District. So you might check that out. I just wanted to wish you well, and I know you'll make a great blushing bride on your wedding day.
Keep on smoking that crack, bitch!
You dick!
Well, it is time to move on from the happy couple and talk about 29 funniest yard signs. The first one we have here is "Take My Ex's Stuff, Yard Sale, It's All Gotta Go, Just Like Him." I wonder if she threw him out too on the yard sale.
Probably.
The free and take him to.
Have you seen, before you get into the story, have you seen any weird signs?
A presidential one that just said some voting for somebody competent. Vote for, or I forget how it went, but I haven't seen any lately. We do have a spring cleanup here where I have seen people leave toilets out by the roadside. I told the guy, I wonder if anybody, like, in a pinch would. And so, these are on some busy streets.
Wow.
It would be funny to see somebody sitting on a toilet, the toilet to nowhere out in the street.
Yep, that would be funny. I can't say that I have necessarily, but I'm sure they're out there. I've seen some kind of weird political signs, but it wasn't like outlandishly weird.
Yeah, that's what I've seen too. Now, what the author says about that sign is we've all driven through neighborhoods and seen the boring signs for garage sales or whatever else people are trying to sell, and sometimes get back. Most of them are, well, pretty mundane and don't really catch our attention. But every once in a while, there's a sign that's so clever, it just might allure you in. The next sign, serious, unless you're cookies, your services are not needed here. Just move along. They've got Jesus. They're all good on that front. So peddle your wares someplace else, please. Keep scrolling for more hilarious signs.
I don't think I've ever seen something like that, but
would that be for Jehovah's Witnesses that go 2x2?
Yeah, it could be.
I did once get stopped by two young girls who were peddling that, and it was freezing that day, and they were not wearing jackets or anything, but they were trying to promote to me.
Huh. Oh, my dad would always, he'd sit there and talk with them. He'd get them so flustered because he knew the Bible backwards and forwards, and he'd get them so flustered they just leave. Now my mom, on the other hand, she wouldn't even answer the door when they were there, but my dad loved to get them flustered.
I wonder if you're going up there just act like you're totally wasted, something like that. At least let's be honest about it. Isn't honesty the first step towards making a change? I think it is, but selling this might set you somewhat back a bit. And hey, at the very least, it makes a lovely rack to hang your clothes on. Go back and check the hilarious sign.
My yard sign. See if it's still available. They don't even tell you where the sign's at.
Maybe another sign here. Maybe he's a jerk because he has no tail or because you called him overweight. Either way, it's a safe bet that Eddie strolled out the door because the owner could have been a little nicer. It's a funny yard sign, speaks to the animal lover inside of you. Call to see if he's still available. Maybe you can turn him into an outdoor cat and then make a funny yard sign of your own to pawn him off on the next unsuspecting victim.
Okay.
Some of these signs are not showing up, so some of these are kind of confusing here.
Yeah, that one didn't make a whole lot of sense.
No. But are the beer, chicken, and sex swing part of the deal? Oh, who's this?
Okay.
Maybe they got the sex swing hanging over the free toilet.
Ooh.
Why do you always have to deter these things?
And some of the spring cleanups here.
Wonder if there's a price there.
Yeah. Hover over the toilet seat. It's like dunk tank for the toilet thing or something. Yeah. You throw like the vegetable justice up at the Renaissance Festival. You throw tomatoes at them and then you hit them. Drop you on the free toilet. In any event, the people who attend garage sales are weird enough. I'm not sure adding booze and sex to the mix is such a great idea. Regardless, two-day party, buyer beware. You can bet this funny yard sign is advertising a good time.
The other thing I really disagree with in there is where it says people who attend garage sales are weird enough. I disagree with this. There's a lot of people. My aunt and my mom used to go all the time, and one of my other aunts used to go all the time, and I wouldn't classify them as being weird.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know why they put that in there.
I've seen.
Maybe it's people who responded to that yard sale, that yard sign, were weird or something. I don't know.
That could be how weird some people dress at Walmart.
Yep.
I did see a YouTuber with weird pictures of people at Walmart. Some of the women wearing too tight of outfits.
Yep, too tight or not enough.
Yeah, not enough of an outfit. Yeah. Let's see. One man's crap is another man's crap being sold in a garage sale. A couple of years down the road, you have to give them points for honesty. It's not like 99% of the stuff sold at these things is anything but crap. But crap lovers...
Wait, hold on a second. Back up.
But crap?
Yeah. Okay, what a way to word things out there. Yep. But crap.
But crap lovers...
I don't love it, I'm sorry.
Well,
I'll just leave it at that.
At the one show I watched, The Ridiculousness, which you just love, Chanel West Coast laugh. I do have a sound effect with her laugh if you want me to play that.
No, that's totally fine. Little chipmunk.
Let's see, where was I here?
Somewhere after butt crap.
Oh, yeah. They come in all shapes and sizes.
Yes, they do.
The butt crack. The butt crack lovers? Okay, watch Naked and Afraid for that. That's what I call that show, the butt crack show. If you happen to love hoarding, unless crap, go ahead. Oh, have you ever watched Hoarders?
Yeah, it's been. I know of somebody that was a huge hoarder, and I didn't personally go over and help with it, but I have friends that went over and helped, and I forget how many dumpsters of stuff they took out, but
I hear that most of the people that try to help them have gone through some major tragedy, and that's kind of when the hoarding kind of starts for some reason.
Well, this person just liked ownership, liked to own stuff, so anything they saw that they like, you know, that was junk, basically, they'd take it, and they felt more empowered because they now owned it.
Well, I guess so. I've seen that show where they're just like the tiniest path in the living room to really a crummy mattress they have to sleep on or whatever. They're very proactive, the butt crap lovers, and simply just trying to nip things in the butt.
Okay.
Literally. Take note, everyone. This is how you manage to be passive-aggressive and proactive all at the same time. It's not a bad approach, honestly. But if you find yourself outside this house on a hot summer day, go ahead and let your butt crack shine. And light one up and hang outside with this funny yard sign. Toke one up, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Until the owner shows up with the hose. The water hose.
Okay, probably. I hope that's all.
So what is more disturbing, the fact that they have a video or that their grandson is trained to crap on command in a yard? Yeah, I've seen ridiculousness. One guy, he was jumping off a dock and took a huge dump when he was jumping, and it just...
Okay, gross. Talk about the floaty in the pool.
Yep. Maybe, reminds me of the movie Caddyshack, where the... The attorney in the pool, and everyone's like screaming like it's piranha or a shark in the pool.
Yep.
And hear Bill Murray, oh, it's a baby Ruth, and he starts eating it. See, maybe a picture of their grandson would still instill more fear in the discourteous passerby. Funny yard sign, but also one of the more disturbing. We need more info on the grandson. Not seeing these pictures is not helping this audio podcast.
Yeah, we can only comment on what is said about them.
The author. Not you, but everyone else. Seriously, not you, but you, we promise. You know Obama's hope poster. This is definitely the opposite. This is doom. Stranger times we're living in, people. Yeah, these definitely are strange times. That's
that
for sure.
Is for sure.
Be considerate, people. Quitting is hard enough without temptation. The cat is obviously going through some things. Oh, here we go back to the cat again. And could use a little support. It also could have a promising career in the circus. If he keeps things up... If cats have 9 lives, smoking publicly won't kill them either. Well, maybe he's used up about 7 lives or something.
Yeah, you can, you know, just by reading these and not seeing the actual photos, it creates all kinds of weird images in your mind of what it might be.
Yep. Hold me closer, tiny grasser.
Okay.
On another note, I wonder just what tiny grass is dreaming about. Rain, probably. You wishing it was in a field somewhere instead of a park where kids and strollers trample it every day. It's funny, the lawn sign is specifically about lawn.
Huh. How nice.
That's based off of I can't think of his name. Elton John song. Where they did a funny bit on the sitcom show Friends from years ago. And it's supposed to be Hold Me Closer, Tiny Dancer.
Huh.
And the character of Phoebe, she said, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza. And everyone looked at her like... Oh, my God. It's like you wouldn't believe how many misheard lyrics there are that people say what they think it says, and it's totally different.
Yep. Kind of like that game, what was it, the phone game or something? What do they call that? Where you have a long line of people, and you tell somebody a message, and they keep passing it down, and by the time it gets to the last person, their interpretation of what was said is totally different from what it started out as.
Yeah.
Was it phone operator or something like that? I forget the name that they give that game, but maybe one of your listeners will know what it is. We played it one time in a youth group years and years and years ago, and it was pretty funny.
Oh, and the show the animated sitcom, Family Guy. Kind of weird what you can get away with portraying in a adult cartoon, like the dog Brian dating human women. It's just weird. Oh yeah, yeah. On the lines of misinterpreting lyrics, but was it Peter Griffin says? Oh yeah, it's like Sting, where you can only understand the last three words of his song. I'm starting a brand new day. It's and there was a guy reviewing that on YouTube, and he said that is so true. And good humor, as always, there is some truth to it. Tell your friends, dead grandpa sale. I wonder how much grandpa costs.
I don't know.
Maybe he can get one of those caskets. You can get a casket where you can pipe music into them while they're in there.
Oh, brother.
And then you can get a connecting device which tells you what song they're listening to or supposedly listening to at the time.
Or any grunts or groans.
Yeah. Help, I forgot my cell phone.
It's dark in here. Let me out.
It starts right after the wake. Something tells me the family might miss his stuff more than they actually miss him. Oh, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, I don't know where they get that interpretation from what they posted earlier.
Which is quite sad when you really think about it. Yeah, I just said that. All profits are going to whoever wrote this hilarious yard sign.
Doesn't even really make sense, so probably not going to get too much profit from it.
I suppose it's just stuff that Grandpa had.
What about Granny?
Yeah, Granny panties. Regardless, one has to wonder what Granny did to earn this honor.
Yeah, I wonder.
Did you have to admit that it actually sounds like an interesting sale? It might have all the twists and turns of an amusement park ride, only in a much more psychological fashion. But right up to Psycho Grandma's house and get yourself something from the deepest depths of her twisted soul. This is one of the best yard signs on the street. Don't pass this sale up.
Oh, I won't.
They don't say where these are at or what state, so.
No.
I'm guessing things didn't end very well when you've got two women broadcasting you're cheating. It seems that perhaps you put your confidence in one too many people during your tryst. I have seen videos where the unhappy woman is dumping the guy's stuff outside of the window onto the ground, and then she comes up and starts pouring bleach all over his clothes, and the guy's yelling at her, "Oh, not the bleach, not the bleach." But lucky.
Are the ones where they hire a private investigator to follow somebody around their other and finds out they're cheating on them, and then they approach him in a parking lot or something and ends up in a big fight. I'm like, okay, is that really staged or did that really happen?
Yeah.
You know?
No, I have seen that show, Cheaters, once in a while.
Yeah.
Let's see, and also that Lauren and Vivian aren't too happy about this news. This funny yard sign is a little too much information, TMI. I think one day we will have to have a book of explaining acronyms because they're starting to get too many of them that I don't know. I finally found out what YOLO means. You only live once. Huh.
I hear, okay. I never heard of that one.
I hear that so often. But hey, whatever gets this happy couple on to the next chapter of their lives. You have to admit that this type of behavior is simply for the birds. And also that next time they'll put down the phone and maybe walk over like a good neighbor. As long as the complaints keep coming in, something tells me this flock will continue to grow and grow. And this is one of the best yard signs and executions on the list. Where can I get one of these flamingos, by the way?
The pink ones.
Yep, the pink flamingos. Oh, I did see one video where this town was just getting hoarded with the free-range cockatoos. They weren't like out of a pet store. They were just flying into this neighborhood. It was like a movie, The Birds.
Oh, wow.
Only with cockatoos. And I don't know if they knew any words except like crapping all over, but or doing anything besides crapping all over the neighborhood.
When you see them all coming, you run for shelter.
Yep, with those birds.
Evacuation order acknowledged.
Well, I think this is time to warp drive this episode of Infotainment to the interwebs. To my regular listeners, you know the drills that I usually talk about at the end of the program, and that we are going to have a two-parter this time where we continue our conversation with CJ. And to all of you, I wish you a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.
Keep it real, homies.